No matter if you're black, white, young, old, male, female, everybody got a story to tell.
Welcome to I Got a Story to Tell. I'm your host, Ibn Amin. Today we got Just Hovius, Reggie, and D. Who want to start it off?
Well, I got a story to tell.
Just Hovius.
Definitely check me out on Instagram at jhovius, and that's jayhovahius. That's jayhovius, or on Facebook.
Okay, all right.
J V Van Von Kawasaki, or on my Snapchat, Just Hovius, and that's JUSTHOVAHIUS, or my Twitter, V Van Von.
This guy, man.
And that's Vivin Von Jerk Me for my Twitter.
Vivin Von Jerk Me?
Yes, that's my Twitter. That's my Twitter. I had it for years. That's my Twitter. It's not, because my Twitter is booming. But anyway, I have a story to tell. It happened maybe about 5 years ago. Actually, I had some friends in town, and we were going to a house party. And in my car, I had, at the time, three of my best friends. Shout out to the ones who get cut off, because my cutoff game is very strong.
What does that mean?
Basically, well, one of my best friends owed me $1,500 and his ass got cut off.
Okay.
So right. I don't fuck with you because I don't fuck with my paper. The other one, he's trifling, and the other one, you can't keep a job, so I don't want negativity around me.
And these are three people that was in your car?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
At the time, we were brothers. It was like a brotherhood. Don't get me wrong. Still got love for them, but hey, I'm cool on y'all right now. Long story short, two of my friends, they were invited up here for the weekend just to turn up in Atlanta with us. And we were going to a house party. And
are these the same friends that's in the car, or is it different friends?
No, it was two groups of friends. It was actually six of us.
Okay.
I actually have a 4-passenger limit in my car. And my other two friends, they drove up here.
Oh, okay.
From Alabama.
Okay.
So, they had their own vehicle, and we actually went to a house party, and the house party wasn't hitting on shit. It was lame. Nobody was there, so we got invited to another party that we knew was going to be thick, because this particular person, every time they throw house parties, is always a great turnout. So, we're actually in the neighborhood trying to find the house party, and a guy approaches my window because I'm at the stop sign. He has a gun. His mouth is covered, but I can kind of see his eyes. And he tells me to give me my wallet. I look at my other friends, and I say, "Now, you gonna have."
He had a gun pointed at you.
He had a gun pointed at my face. Now. And I told him, "You gonna have to kill me to get my wallet. I work very hard for everything that I do."
So you finna die by better off.
Your mammy got $30 in her account.
Probably do.
And,
okay.
And she got $30. So
you sure this wasn't a sinner?
I'm actually, as I think about it now, because I got older, I think it probably was a setup, because it was, you know, you're seeing, like, you know, more than one car coming in the neighborhood. You don't know who's coming in there, so it probably was a setup. Long story short, I told him no, I wasn't gonna give him my wallet or whatever. And he had the gun in the car, and he asked my best friends for their wallet, and we all said no. He moved to the car behind us, which was my other two homeboys.
Why didn't you drive off?
Okay.
They threw out their wallet.
Out the window.
Out the window. They were afraid.
Okay.
One thing about me, regardless of my lifestyle choice, like I always tell people, and people be confused, I have hands. So I'm not necessarily worried about what goes down. I honestly feel like if it's your time, it's your time.
And Willie White's got a lot of special going on.
He do. But the funny thing about it, one of my homegirls, her name is Kim Brianna Watkins and stuff like that. And she's heir to the Watkins throne as far as mortuary services. And I'm not necessarily worried about that. At the end of the day, when the Lord says it's time for me to come home,
you gotta worry about
who's Watkins?
Willie Watkins is a prominent funeral services here in the city.
Okay.
No long story short. Anyway, stay in the background. Stay in the background, Michelle. Like I was saying, they threw out their wallet.
That cheap ass fat wine.
And you kill yourself too. They went. I hate you. They went to my other homie's car. They threw out their wallets, and we left. We pulled over, and they said, "Hey, did these guys approach your car?" And we was like, "Yeah, it happened to y'all." They was like, "Yeah, we."
They was right behind you, or no?
They were right behind me. It was a stop sign.
They didn't see.
I think they were still caught up in the second that what just happened to them, which I understand. Like if someone kind of, and God forbid, you know, this happens, if somebody enters your home or try to rob you in your home, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be alert to what's going on. But at the same time, you're still in that same kind of all like, damn, did this just happen to me? You know, did I just get violated and disrespected like that? We actually chased the people into the neighborhood because they were on feet. So that's why I say, thinking about it now, it probably was a setup because they were on feet and they weren't in a vehicle or anything. They ran into an abandoned house that was for rent. We did call the cops, and the cops didn't find anything. But it was so funny because the house that we ran into, you could tell.
Y'all chased them?
Yes. You could tell that somebody's been living there because it was mattresses on the floor. It was drug paraphernalia on the floor. And it just smelled like people was living there. Like, I don't know if the lights and water were on, but it was beds and stuff in there. So it was just a real, real crazy story. Yeah, that night actually just was like a blur because at the end of the day, like, I was just like, somebody pointing a gun at you and you tell them, and I actually had to give myself a pat on the back, and that's why I kind of walk around with the arrogance that I have, because it's almost like I wasn't afraid at that point to die. Because if you would have shot me, you would have had to shoot 4 other witnesses. Well, really like 5 other witnesses, because the people in the back behind me, they would have heard the gun, they would have seen the gun and everything like that. So that's my story I had to tell.
I'm trying to figure out why you went after the folk with the gun.
Right.
What you gonna do, windmill the shit out of?
Well, because I didn't have a strap on me
so
at the time.
After the man with the gun.
No, I didn't have a strap on the time. The only thing that I had in my trunk was a steel rod and the hydraulic pump off an Indy 88 Toba. And I think that would do its job. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, everybody say, hey, if somebody's shooting a gun and you hit somebody with a bat, what's gonna happen? But at the end of the day, I kind of feel like it takes a really, really, really weak, scared and desperate person to come up and rob somebody in a car with a car full of people, you don't get shit. So I feel like at the end of the day, I came up.
Well, they got your wallets though, right?
Not my wallet. They got my 2 homies' wallet. They're in the car behind me. So instead of you getting 6 wallets, you only really got 2. And what they told me, they really didn't have any cash in there. It was more their ID, credit card. You can cancel those things. So you really didn't come up with anything. And one of my homies had a fake Coach wallet. So what you gonna do? It was fake. I mean, it was flawed. I mean, I have designer goods. I know what's fake and I know what's real. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, for Grave by Free Market.
Bitch your mama. And then I'm just saying, I don't know. Every designer good I have is registered, and you can look my shit up.
Okay, anybody got a story similar to that?
Nah.
I've never been wrong.
You know
what I'm trying. All right. Who next? Who got a story to tell?
Yeah, I got a story to tell. Well, my story go back to about 04. I was working at Lennox, little sports store, and one of my homeboys came in like, yo, man, this NBA playoff stale, man, whoop. Just so happened we had a jersey in the store. So I grabbed it, went up the escalator. Like, yo, man, you signed that jersey for me? He's like, nigga, I ain't signing your damn jersey.
God damn.
Mind you, the whole mall was packed. People just laughing at me and shit. They're like,
oh, he said that in front of everybody?
But that shit was packed, bro. You know how Lennox is on a Saturday.
God damn.
Dexter know how Lennox is on a Saturday,
like,
don't you?
They ain't signing your jersey. They kept right on walking. But he had a few more other NBA players with him.
Oh.
So. You
know.
Why he wasn't signing the jersey, though?
Who was this guy?
Patrick Ewing.
Oh!
Who was out of the players?
That's how you.
It was Oakley. And
oh, yeah,
Oakley
I ain't buying no more Patrick.
Okay.
And who?
Greg Anderson.
But they say Ewan is very, very cocky anyway, and very, very kind of like standoffish,
yeah.
You know.
And Oakley was like, yo, man, why you do that, man? I had a jersey, brand new everything.
God, he said it just like that.
Just like that. I hated that nigga ever since then.
Oh.
He wasn't in the league no more then, right?
Nah, yeah. He's been gone.
Nah, he's been out of league 04.
04, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was long gone. They probably after Seattle days.
Exactly. You know the Seattle Sonics.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know who that is.
I just want to make sure you're familiar because, you know, I'm familiar with my sports too.
You know all the cheerleaders.
Let me try you, Jay.
You let him get down. You like that,
you trying to fuck out of me, but you know what? You lucky I'm at this man's house because I would have been cussed your ass out. Again.
Anybody else got a story close to that?
No. No, I ain't never.
I have a story like that, but I mean, it wasn't necessarily.
I got a story to tell. My story go back to 2008 when I was living in Detroit, Michigan. I think it was called Ann Arbor, and me and my boys had a house.
In Detroit?
Yeah, we were living in Detroit. I stayed up there about a year, and we were living in a nice.
Was you scared? I mean, I know you're from the west side of Atlanta, but was you scared?
I'm used to the hood.
I'm calm.
When we would kick it, we would go down 8 Mile, go to all the ratchet strip clubs. And this particular night, we went to a strip club. I think it was in Pontiac. If it's not Pontiac, it was some. Anyway, it was a hole in the wall. It was ratchet. And we went in there, and when we did the strip club, we ended up leaving about 10 girls from the club. And they all came back to the crib. And they were down to do whatever. So we walking around the house, going room to room, gunning these folk down. So my man's brother, he mad because the girl don't want to get him done. And this boo pull out a gun.
What?
And made all the girls get out the house.
You serious?
In the cold. In the wintertime.
That's some hoe nigga shit.
And that's my story.
What?
Ooh, that's some hoe nigga shit.
He came in the middle of the foyer with a gun and said, "Everybody get out."
It was his house?
Nah. It was in his house. He was mad because the girl didn't want to mess with him.
I kind of feel like, I mean, that's just lame as hell of him on that behalf, because at the end of the day, it's just like maybe they just wasn't feeling.
And then when all the girls left, we all went to the basement. I'm like, "Bro, you tripping." Like, he was pounding shit. Like,
so what happened after all the girls did?
Like, we had to come over the way. Like, what did the girl tell the police?
True.
And now you talking about some charges.
Damn.
Well,
there were 10 chicks in the house. Not one of them
wanted
to marry with the man. He just wanted this one particular chick.
They ain't want to marry with him.
No.
Cause he looked like one of them dudes. Like, you know, he not be playing. Yeah.
He was bitch made, basically, in so many words.
He put a strap on
them. On them, yeah. And we were like, "Bro, what you doing?" Like, how come I run to the other room? Like, bro, you tripping.
But I feel like
the
movie.
Nah.
Okay.
That shit was crazy.
That fucked up, especially if I ain't catch my nut.
Yeah, it wasn't even like. You had to hit, man. They really ain't going to room with you here. Like, everybody had their chick, they were going, you know what I mean? But he was just furious that nobody wanted to deal with him. this man had an FN, man, and made these folk get out.
Well, maybe he just wasn't trying to deal with you.
Nah. He was mad because them folk didn't want to fuck with his pimping.
Okay.
Sitting his ass home ASAP.
I kind of felt like that's what it was. Maybe he just didn't have the right bitch there.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
If you see him, though, you understand. Like, he just got one of them vibes, like, gangster vibes.
Like,
now,
like,
what he going
to
do?
Say, when y'all said something to him, he went like,
what he
going to
do?
He had a strap.
It wasn't his strap, though.
Oh, you lame. How you push
it? It was just strapped all around the house.
Right.
It wasn't here, though, so anyone else won't worry about getting shot. Like, bro, you tripping.
Damn.
I got a story to tell. So, I was about 15. And, you know, I grew up in the church. You know, my mom was an advocate about making sure, you know, we went to church and everything. So, and we were kind of some bad kids back then. So, and we used to get into a lot of stuff, you know, especially
promiscuity.
At the church. yeah. Okay. And so, you know, I used to be kind of like the lookout, you know, for some people. You know what I'm saying? But this one particular time.
What you mean?
Yeah, so like, you know, maybe, you know, they'd be having Bible study or something, you know, all the kids be outside playing, you know, and one of my neighbors, she went to church with us, you know, they'd be in the back of the church. She would be at the back of the church, you know what I'm saying? Letting folk touch on her, this, that, and the other.
What?
Yeah. So, but we were bad, though. So this one particular time, we had this one deacon. He was like, you know, big head deacon, you know, you couldn't tell him he didn't own the church, and he used to drive the church bus. And so we had to go to a church one evening, And, you know, all the kids were in the back of the bus. And so we went to the church after the service. You know, it was around, you know, the end of the year, so it kind of got dark late, you know. So we were leaving the church by 6, 7 o'clock. So it was dark. So this one chick, she had moved. They came to the church. We were real young. I think we were probably about 6 or 7. They had moved here. And they had, and you know, she grew up with us or whatever. But, you know, we were about 15, and she... me and her were sitting together in the seat, and so
where?
In the back of the bus, oh. Back of the church bus. So we were on the way back. You know, she started rubbing on me, feeling on me, whatever.
On the way back from what?
From church service.
Going home.
Yeah, going home.
I'm so getting the vibe she had a dick.
What?
What? Yeah, you said she. That's what vibe. That's what I feel like you going with this story. But go ahead.
No. So. No, so you know what I'm saying, she started feeling on me, whatever, and, you know what I'm saying, she started rubbing on my dick. So she pulled it out, started sucking. I was like, God damn, all right. So we get back or whatever, and we never messed around or anything like that after that time. But
there's other people on
the bus? Yeah. But see, like I'm saying, we were kids, we looked out for each other. There wasn't no shit like that. You know, the grown folks was in the front.
Well, oh God, that's disgusting.
But come to find out, what's this, 2017, about 3 years ago, we had a family reunion in Chicago.
Oh!
And they were there, right? And so I'm like, well, damn, like, I know we ain't, you know what I'm saying, no kin. Like, we grew up together, you know what I'm saying? We've been in a church, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would have been, you know, somebody would have said something, right? So, come to find out, my great-great-grandfather and her great-great-grandfather were brothers, but her great-great-grandfather had moved away like some years ago, and he had children out of Alabama, and he had a whole bunch of children, and I guess she was descended from one of his children or whatever.
So
yeah,
I was related.
Yeah, so we were related. Yeah. So that's why I posed the question a couple of weeks ago,
about
like how close is too close, you know what I'm saying, unless it's your cousin. But I mean, we never, you know, messed around like that. She just gave me some talk, but
that, yeah, even though she gave, yeah, you neck, that still gives me the vibe, man, that you still would be willing with it. Honestly, that's just me. That's just my opinion. I kind of feel,
I mean,
like
we didn't know then, though.
But you, I feel like do. You still, you know, now that you would still do it. I do feel like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, and I actually told you, I feel like when it gets to the third cousin, the bloodlines get, you know, thinner. Yeah.
Nah, B.
If you related, you related.
But yeah.
Even way down the line.
Yeah,
because your great, you said your great grandfather or your great great grandfather?
My great great grandfather.
Your great great grandfather and her great great grandfather was brothers. So that means.
How you old, bro? They still is.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? Because they did die. I'm sorry. But if they're brothers, then. Okay, one of their daughters and your other daughter, okay, they had kids.
It's too far to even count, though. Like
you can still, you can still count and calculate it.
You know what I'm saying? At that point, then, I mean, I feel like you can fuck and it don't be no problem.
Coming from the same person who said that, would you fuck your stepsister? No,
absolutely.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not. You're
y'all
not related.
Are
re-
yes,
no,
you
not.
Are.
We okay. Ain't blood related.
I've been knowing my stepsister and my stepbrother since the age of 8. That's just me. When my biological mom died in 1997, so I kind of feel like.
So when y'all were growing up, y'all didn't play hide and go get.
Not with my stepsister and brother.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
It was 7 of us. Hell no.
Y'all ain't related, though.
No.
That's some soft shit,
man. That's my brother. Yeah, and the thing
I can see if it was my half sister.
Not related.
But my stepsister and my stepbrother.
It's not your half sister. You have no blood relation.
I get that. I get that.
You got no genes, no DNA.
I get that. But the thing about it is, Reggie. The thing about it is this. I honestly believe.
You know this through marriage, right?
I understand this through marriage, but I understand this also. I do believe in this statement. When you feed a kid long enough, they start to look like you. If you look. If you look at my nieces, if you look at my brother, who is not my real biological brother, he had a son.
Your stepbrother.
My nephew, he looks just like me. The only difference is his skin complexion. That's it. He has the same smile. He has the same eyes and everything. My daddy is Bohemian.
I think that's just in your mind.
No, my daddy is Bohemian. My daddy eyes do crazy stuff. The eyes do the same thing. My stepbrother.
That's your dad's son, though.
No, that's not. My biological mom died in 97, and my biological mom had 5 kids. when my biological mom died and my dad remarried, my stepmother, she already had two kids from another
and
guy.
He one of those two kids.
Yes. We look, when you see our family picture and you see all the kids, you would think Peg gave birth to me and the rest of my siblings and from my dad, because how we all look. Like,
bruh, y'all ain't related.
Bro. I understand we're not related, but that's still disgusting. No, I've been knowing you.
No, you're not related, brother.
You my brother. I've been knowing you for years. You're my brother. You're my sister.
So if your dad went and got remarried again, like right now in your adult life, and he married a chick, mm-hmm. with kids, mm-hmm. right? And it was one of the kids that you know you was feeling. Oh, fine. You wouldn't take up the...
No, I wouldn't. Only because of the fact that it's like... It just,
y'all don't know each other. Y'all ain't grew up together. Y'all ain't nothing.
Y'all ain't got no history.
It's still awkward because at the end of the day, it's kind of like, that's my daddy. Because I consider my stepmom my mama. I call my stepmom my mama. So it's kind of... And even when we refer to my mama, we refer to her as mama. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, my stepbrother, my stepsister, they clearly know that's not my real mom. Like, they know that's not their real father. But they still, I'm not ashamed about what it is. You know, that's just my family. I mean, he's the one who's trying to have sex with his second, third, first, step cousin, sister, brother, mother.
You
only
live once.
That's disgusting. Hey, that's disgusting.
Y'all ain't got no blood
relations. That's disgusting.
No blood relations.
I don't care that we don't have any blood relations. I'm just not finna do that. That's just me.
Growing up in the house with other siblings, even though y'all have blood relations, y'all been growing up together, watch each other grow up.
Taking bail to go.
All that type of shit. Then you ready to beat somebody up by her and all this shit. This your sister now. You still here?
Is she bad? And I am. I'm telling you, we
you're disgusting. And I said that you're disgusting.
That's
crazy.
Hell
nah. Why,
Reggie? What you think?
Cause that's your sister.
Reggie, really?
That's not your sister.
That's what Reggie keeps telling you that.
So when you introduce her to somebody, what do you say? Hey, you say that's your sister?
Hey man, we ain't got.
I mean, we ain't like I'm trying to make my girl. I'm just saying like. If she laying on
the bed,
if she laying on the bed with some boy shorts on, you gotta take
because that's because he's introducing them as that's my sister. And then you're going behind doors and you smash.
She ain't my sister. We ain't related.
And ain't okay. Nobody knowing we smash.
The question is if you were okay. Let's say for argument's sake, you're speaking at an event. Because I know your professor and everything like that, and you invite your sister or your brother, and they're not relation. You're introducing her to as this is my stepsister, or you? What are you saying, my sister? What are you saying?
Just say her name.
You're nasty. You're nasty.
What does that have to do with us fucking?
That's your sister, bro.
It don't matter. I'm not introducing her as my sister. Like, this is my sister that I'm fucking.
Oh, and then I honestly feel like maybe, and I actually asked my mom about this. I was saying, like, well, did you marry my father based off looks because how similar your kids look to us? And my mom laughed, and she was like, to be honest, and when my mom, she got older, she was like, I never really recognized how similar my kids are to my husband's kids. And when we did a big family picture,
how you know that your dad
didn't take you through that for
your uncle kids?
What you mean?
Y'all look so much alike.
I mean, I wouldn't know. But when I asked my mom if she seen the family picture, when the picture came out, she was like, damn, the kids look just like the parents. And it's just like, I'm like, you know, maybe it's because like we all grew into our own look, but at the same time we all do have similar features and stuff like that. But I feel like at the end of the day, I could not see myself saying, oh yeah, I've been knowing you since I was 10, even though we're not related, we still dating and you my brother. Get the fuck up out of here.
Nobody said dating. We said
okay,
your lifestyle, right? Just say you meet that dude, you kicking it with him, y'all don't do the thing. Right. You caught a fired out. That's your cousin.
Do you stop?
What cousin is it?
Hey, you find out. What you mean when you find out afterwards? You talking about as he's doing it? What do you mean stop?
Like, do I you think stop? He did like down the lane.
Do they stop messing around?
I mean, no, because I mean, at the end of the day,
no?
I mean, me, I can't have any more.
The same thing.
Me, the reason why I say no, the reason why I say no is because my lifestyle is different. I can't. I'm not. You're not. We're not having sex to have kids. You can't procreate.
What does that matter?
You can't procreate.
That was the reason. That was the reason why you said that was sick for him because they had kids.
No, the reason why I said it was sick because I know this dude over here. He has no problem slaughtering his stepsister. Which
you
is
have no problem it's no relation slaughtered by your cousin.
No, I do have an issue with that. My concern is if we're dating, and then it comes up like who actually goes while you're dating somebody and be like, oh, let me look up my family, let me look up your family. And be like, oh, we're
no,
related.
No, he's not looking up. He said you just find out.
How do you just find out? I had a family reunion.
Y'all could just be having a conversation, you know, like family history, and you
be
like, that's my auntie.
And then stuff. I mean, at that point, I mean, hey,
he already smashed him.
Might as well keep doing it.
Okay, so my point.
No. Yeah.
So what's different?
Yeah.
What makes your story different than his?
Because he already knows. He already knows that's his family. He already knows that's his family. All that stuff, and he's just willing to still go with it. I'm just not finna do that. I'd rather not know versus me knowing, because if I find out, then I'm gonna be Gucci on it.
You just said you would.
I kind of feel like y'all trying to twist my own words.
No.
Yeah.
You said
that
you find out that that's your cousin, you said you still going to do it. Now you trying to say you're not.
It depends on the situation.
What the?
All right, it's if not me. I got a story to tell. I was talking to my homeboy like the other day, and he reminded me of something that happened back in high school.
That's going to be good.
So, we in high school, you know, we in the lunchroom. And we had just got Fruitopias in the high school. And everybody's going nuts about Fruitopias at the school.
Oh, so you was the big baller in there, huh? You know, you had the Fruitopia. You was big money in high school back in the day.
Well, I don't even know if I got one, though. I know everybody else at lunchroom got one. I don't even know if I got one. But we sit down at the lunchroom. And I don't know, for some reason, man, I don't know why this dude did this, but for some reason, he like jumped at me, like, you know what I'm saying, like he was gonna swing on me. I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
But he like jumped, and when he jumped, maybe I did have Fruitopia. He knocked over his Fruitopia or my Fruitopia.
Mine, they're like $2 back in the day.
And that shit got all over my shirt, dog.
Oh man.
So I never, like, even to this day, like, I never let nobody like hype me up or influence me to do nothing.
Yeah.
For some reason that day, dog, after that shit happened, everybody was like, ooh, I know you ain't gonna let him do that. And I never let that shit get to me, dog. But for some reason this day, I did. I did have Fruitopia. So after that shit spilled on me, I threw the shit on him. And, like, back in the day, like, faggot was a big word. Like,
yeah.
You call somebody a faggot.
Well, back in the day, Fruitopia was the big drink.
Yeah,
so you wasted Fruitopia, you're like, bro, what's going on?
He called me a faggot. So I threw some more drink on him. Then he called me a bitch.
Oh, man.
Like, at the crib, we don't play with that word.
Well, the faggot alone is the fighting word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I threw the rest of the drink on him. I threw the bottle at him.
Oh.
And it's a plastic bottle. But I threw the bottle at him. So he his dumb ass. He gets on the table. The fuck you doing, man? Get the fuck out of here. Like, so I push him off the table, right? So I don't know if he came around or if I came around, because we all know two opposite in the bleachers or the tables. And this dude takes off his shirt. And he's fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like Conan. Like Conan Arnold Schwarzenegger. He wasn't like no little guy.
Yeah.
Like, he took off his shirt, and like, I feel like every time, like, when he's taking off his shirt, like a muscle was like popping up every time he took it. And I'm
oh,
like,
so your heart beating right now.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not getting embarrassed, dog. I'm not getting embarrassed in the fucking in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
So, because at this time, now everybody, because we in the comments, like, it's kind of closed off. But people seeing what's going on. So now at this time, it's a fucking crowd. Like, everybody from the outside lunchroom is inside of where we at. So everybody there. Everybody's standing on tables and everything. And I'm looking like, I'm not about to let this motherfucker embarrass me. So once he took off his shirt, I just ran his ass. And I grabbed him by his neck and I
put him on the table and I was about to swing. I've known this guy since like fifth grade, man. Like, we should, that shouldn't even happen, man.
I mean, but sometimes, man, friends turn to foes real quick, but
it,
man.
It was, the thing about it was,
do we know?
He knocked.
Cause man, we'll touch on that another day, I'll tell you that.
So he, when he knocked the Fruitopia, like, back thinking back on it, he knocked the Fruitopia on me, right? It was probably like red or pink. I had a red shirt on. So ooh, you couldn't even tell. He had a white tee, like a crisp white tee. So when I threw that shit on him, his shit was all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So I got him on the table. I'm about to swing, and the lunch lady comes in there, you know, break us up or whatever. So we get to we go to the dean's office, and they're like, "Well, we have to spend y'all for 3 days." I've never been suspended in my life, dog.
Man.
So I'm thinking, man, what the fuck is my mama gonna say? Right. Like, this is not gonna go down good. And I was like, so I'm trying to let's get out of this. So I'm like, man, this is my friend, man. Like, we've been friends forever. Like, I didn't even punch him. I didn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, we shouldn't get suspended. And he's like, yeah, you're right. But since everybody came into the lunchroom and they was on tables and shit, like, they had to do something.
Right.
So they just gave us 1 day.
Suspension.
They sent it. They went from 3 days to 1 day.
Yeah, but you can finesse that though. Your mom don't even got to know about that.
Okay, that's what I thought. I go back. We get suspended for a day. That's probably like, it might have been a Friday. So then that Monday, you know, we go back to school. My mom drops me off at school, but she don't know I'm suspended. I go into the school, and one of the older dudes. I was a freshman. I think like one of the junior seniors. You know, you either had early release or late arrival.
Yeah.
So you either didn't have the first period or you got out early or whatever. So one of the dudes, he didn't have first period, and we had McDonald's right across the street from the school. He's like, "Let's go to McDonald's, man." I'm like, "Yeah, fuck it, let's go." But he thinking I'm skipping, but I'm just going. I'm suspended. I can't be in school anyway. I just went inside of school, so my mom see me going to school, and she drive off. So, you know, we go to McDonald's, whatever, and then he going back to school. And I was like, "Nah, man, I'm going to just chill, man. I'll see you in a little bit." Thinking I'm cool and shit because I'm skipping. So I go back to the crib, and then I set my TV for, like, a certain time because I know my mom come home for lunch. Mm-hmm. So I set my TV for, like, 12 or whatever. So my TV come on. I go out, and then I go walking up by the school for a little bit, and I come back, but my mom is still at the crib. I'm like, what the fuck? It's cold, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chicago, in the EI, like, it's cold as shit at this time. So I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do, man? So I went to a apartment building, like, right across the street, and I just waited there until, you know, she left. I ended up falling asleep. Lady come out the building, like, "Hey, you can't sleep here. We don't allow homeless people to sleep over here. We don't allow homeless people to sleep over here." So I'm like, "Oh shit, okay." So then I get up and she not there. Okay, so a week go by. I had already deleted. They call the house.
Yeah.
I already deleted the shit off the caller ID.
Yeah.
So my mama don't know, and we didn't have an answer machine. Mm-hmm. She don't know. So as soon as a week later, I come to the crib and I'm like, "You checked the mail yet?" She's like, "No." I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll check it for you. Let me get the keys." Because I know they're going to send a letter in the mail saying that I was suspended. So I go down. I open up the mail. There wasn't no mail in there. As soon as I come in the house, my mom was like, "You looking for this?" I'm like, "Oh, shit."
Damn.
I said, "Huh? What? Look, what is that?" She's like, "So you got suspended, huh?" I said, yeah, I got suspended. It's like, "So why you get suspended? What are you doing?" You know, I said, "Whatever, we got in a fight or whatever." She's like, "Well, if you just told me you got in a fight, like, you know what I'm saying?
Been
it would have been no problem. Like, you got to defend yourself, you know what I'm saying? Right. Something happened."
You know, I just think when you that young, you just be like, "Yo, I know my daddy's fucking me up." And like, in a sense, you be like, "Yo, any way possible for me not get my ass whooped, I'm about to do whatever it takes."
Right.
So you probably were just like, "Hey, man."
That was the first time I ever got suspended, dog. Ugh. So it was like, no way, like, I couldn't, I knew my mom was going to snap. So, she got the, what'd she get? Because she got a belt.
and she's like, hit me with a belt. I'm a freshman in high school. I'm fucking grown now. Yeah. So I think.
Yeah.
Fuck you hit me with the belt, man. Give me this belt. Like, what are you? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So she's like, oh, okay, now you're tough. So she go get a bat. You know, the Nerf bats, but when you used to swing it, you used to make those noises.
You get somebody out of Nerf bat now.
So she's hit. It was like a Nerf bat, but it was like wrapped in plastic, though, like hard plastic.
Oh, so it wasn't a foam.
Yeah, it wasn't a foam. So it really would hurt or whatever. But I'm grown, man. Give me this fucking bat. Like, get out of here. She's like, oh, okay. You tough. And my mom's from the city, man. I see my mom beat up like five people. Like,
yeah.
So, all right, and she wear rings, so she got like 5-6 rings on her finger. Oh, you tough, huh? Boom, 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 boom. Just started drilling me, dog.
Oh.
Drilling me. And I'm like, ah! I started screaming and yelling and shit. And I'm like, I'm about to call the police. She said, go ahead, the phone right there, go call the police. I couldn't make it there, dog. I ran right into the bathroom, locked the door, and I fell asleep in the tub.
So yeah, that was nice, dog.
And that was the last whooping I ever got in my life, dog.
Oh, probably the best one.
All because I didn't tell her that I got suspended.
Yeah.
And that's my story I had to tell.
Damn.
We had Jehovah's story. We had Reggie's story. We had G's story. And D's story. That's it for this episode. Y'all tune in for next episode because everybody got a story to tell.
Fist and teeth.